www.radio.com。
What is up? Greetings, friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado, registered pharmacist number 12275. I specialize in using nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your vitality and to your well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body. You are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health issue. That's why we're here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 26 years of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes and hypertension and obesity and skin diseases like acne and eczema and rosacea and psoriasis, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle, but what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure, because the human biological system is a healing system, it's a regenerating system, it is designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, and while some folks may say that's a miracle, this renewing and healing system is really no miracle at all, it's really just the way the body works. If you have questions about health, nutrition, prescription drugs, if you want to get off your meds and get on a good nutritional supplement program, we're here to help you out on the Bright Side. If you want to learn more about the longevity products, the ones I take, the ones I recommend, you can give us a shout at 866-582-9 933. If you want to purchase any of the longevity products that you hear us talk about on the program, you can go over to the website brightsideben.com. You can take a look at the shopping cart, or if you want to start a longevity business, you can click on the Join the Team link on the upper left-hand corner of the page at brightsideben.com and start yourself a longevity business, make some money selling longevity products, help me in my mission to educate the world about the importance and the power of a good nutritional supplement program. You can also call the Bright Side Ben phone team at 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. All right, continuing on with our talk about SSRIs and serotonins, a couple things actually I want to say before we get into the whole anti-anabolic, anti-building effect of serotonin reuptake inhibitors, the anti-building effect of serotonin, the stress hormone that is positioned as a happy hormone by doctors and lay people and drug companies. Before I get into that, I want to talk about a couple of things that I mentioned yesterday. Actually, something I said yesterday, something I said the day before. Yesterday I talked about flushing your Prozac down the toilet, flushing your SSRIs down the toilet, and I caused a little bit of a stink. I got a whole bunch of letters from people who said you shouldn't flush your medicines down the toilet, and to a certain extent that is correct. Flushing most medications down the toilet is probably not a good idea, although according to the FDA, there are medicines that they do recommend that you flush down the toilet. You can get a list of these medications from the FDA. I'm not sure why they feel like it's okay. You know, when you take your Prozac, you take your drugs, eventually they're going to end up going down the toilet anyway as they pass through your body, perhaps not in the pure way that they would get into the water supply same way as if you dumped your pills straight into the toilet. But in any case, one way or another, they're going in the water supply, and we do have measurable amounts of drugs in the water supply. That having been said, it's probably not a good idea to flush most medications down the toilet. According to the FDA, you want to actually use something called a medicine take-back program. Some areas, some communities have medicine take-back programs. You're going to want to contact your local county government or your local city government to find out if there are medicine take-back programs, if recycling services will take back medicines in your community. This is if you're on a lot of medications for most folks. Otherwise, your average prescriptions, most people are only taking one or two prescriptions, and they're going to finish the doses, so that's not as much of a problem. But if you do have a lot of prescriptions that you're taking and you decide to bail on your prescriptions and you want to get rid of them, according to the FDA, number one, you can do some research on medicine take-back programs. Number two, you can flush certain medications down the toilet, and you want to go to the FDA website, which is fda.gov/drugs, And there's a list of medications that they do feel like you can flush down the toilet. You got to take the FDA's information with a grain of salt, of course, but this is just in the interest of letting you know. And then the other way that the FDA recommends that you get rid of medications is by taking the medications, mixing them all up into kitty litter or used coffee grounds, putting the whole mixture into a sealed paper bag, and then throwing that sealed paper bag in household trash. This is the way that the FDA on their website recommends that you get rid of medications. So first, the medicine take-back program. Second, flushing down the toilet certain medications, and there is a list on the FDA's website. And then third, wrapping the medications up in kitty litter or coffee grounds, putting the mixture in a paper bag, or in a plastic bag, I'm sorry, sealed plastic bag, and throwing the whole thing out in your household trash. So I wanted to get that out of the way. I got probably 7 or 8 letters from folks saying don't flush your medicines down the toilet, including one from a water guy, a water purification expert in England. So thank you for your letters. Appreciate that. Second thing I want to say, a couple days ago we were talking about serotonin and depression. And I said that there is no association between low serotonin levels and depression. Well, I kind of misspoke. What I meant to say is there is no causal link. It has never been shown that low serotonin in the brain is linked to depression. There is an association. There is anecdotal associations, and there is some research that indicates that people who are depressed have lower levels of serotonin. The problem is you can't really test for serotonin in the brain. Serotonin is largely a blood and digestive hormone. It's only partially, very small amount of serotonin in your bodies and your brain, and it's impossible to test in your brain unless you're dead. Then they can test your brain. But if you're alive, there's no test for serotonin in the brain. So there's no real way to know if serotonin, low serotonin in the brain, is the cause of depression. And my hunch is, because depression is such a complicated subject, it's very, very unlikely. All right. I want to continue talking here about this link between digestive wellness, digestive health, and serotonin, and mental health issues in general. We left off the program yesterday. We left off our talk at the beginning of the program yesterday talking about digestive tract cells that are very, very similar to cells of the pineal gland and cells of the adrenal gland. And these are called enterochromaffin cells. They're actually stress cells. You have cells in your adrenal gland called chromaffin cells. And these chromaffin cells, located in the adrenal glands, are considered to be major cells of the stress system. Well, your digestive tract has its version of these stress cells. They're called enterochromaffin cells. And one of the main roles, if not the main role, of these digestive stress cells, that's what you can call enterochromaffin cells. In fact, that's just what I'm going to call them. I'm going to call them digestive stress cells. You have cells in the digestive system, cells in the digestive tract that are akin, related to cells of the adrenal gland, your fight or flight glands. You basically have a fight or flight system in your digestive tract. We've talked about this a lot, this relationship of stress and digestive health to overall health and wellness. Well, it turns out that you have stress cells in the digestive tract, and guess what? These stress cells, one of their most important roles, perhaps the most important role, is to secrete serotonin. Yet another reason why, or showing how the digestive tract and enterochromaffin cells and serotonin are incredibly connected, very intimately connected to the stress system, and yet another piece of evidence that shows that serotonin is a stress hormone. I was reading a book today, this morning before I went on the air, called Potatoes Not Prozac. And this was a classic book that came out right around the time Prozac became big in the late 1980s, early 1990s. And it talks about how serotonin is a happy hormone and low levels of serotonin are associated with depression. And the author of this book, Dr. Kathleen Desmaison, says that you should eat a lot of potatoes and lots of carbohydrates to keep your serotonin levels up. Well, folks, this is just more silliness, more propaganda, more nonsense about the idea that serotonin is somehow connected to joy and bliss and happiness. And the fact of the matter is that not only is serotonin a stress hormone, but the last thing you want to do if you're dealing with serotonin issues is eat more potatoes or eat more sugar of any kind. In fact, one of the classic ways to decrease serotonin response is to raise your blood sugar and raise your insulin. We'll continue this when we come back from our break. I am Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side on the Genesis Communication Network. We'll be back after this.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Hattler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed. But if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free. All for only $249. Visit AfterburnerStoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. AfterburnerStoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to The Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We're here 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific, 10 to 11 Central Time, and 24-7 on our archive page at brightsideben.com. If you miss a program, you can get all the programs up there, 2 years almost worth of programs at BrightsideBend.com. You'll also find a shopping cart with all the Longevity products, including the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, my personal favorite Longevity product, and a Join the Team link, a Join Now link on the upper left-hand corner of the page if you want to start a Longevity business or join me in my mission to educate the world about the importance of nutritional supplementation. Our number today, 866-582-9933. If you've got a success story you'd like to share, or if you want to contribute to the conversation, or if you have questions about anything we're talking about, we are addressing serotonin, continuing talking about serotonin. By the way, tomorrow we're going to be talking to Dr. Robert Lustig, the author of a new book called Fat Chance. Some of you may have seen Dr. Lustig's YouTube video. If you haven't seen it, it's called Sugar, the Bitter Truth. It's an hour, I think it's about an hour and a half video on the problems associated with sugar intake, especially with fructose intake. Dr. Lustig is the go-to guy, at least in the medical community, on sugar and sugar's relationship to obesity, according to Gary Taubes, who wrote the book Why We Get Fat and What to Do About It. No scientist, is a quote from the book Fat Chance, quote, no scientist has done more in the last 50 years to alert Americans to the potential dangers of sugar in the diet than Dr. Robert Lustig, unquote. We'll be talking to Dr. Lustig in the second half of our program tomorrow. All right, so speaking of sugar, in the book Potatoes Not Prozac, the author, Dr. Kathleen Desmaisons, and that's D-E-S-M-A-I-S-O-N-S, if you're interested in looking her up, says that you can upregulate your serotonin effects by eating potatoes, hence the term potatoes, not Prozac. And to a certain extent, she's right, I suppose. The idea being that when you eat sugar, it creates chemical changes, changes in how your body absorbs certain amino acids and certain food chemicals, and the net effect is an increase in serotonin. The problem is that when you eat a lot of sugar, eventually your body stops listening to sugar, and this, instead of causing an increase in serotonin, can cause a decrease in serotonin. In addition, one of the big problems associated with serotonin is the fact that it is a stress hormone, and when you eat lots of sugar, you put your body under a lot of stress. You start to secrete stress hormones, serotonin, among others, histamine, adrenaline, cortisol, and these stress hormones have a net breakdown effect on the body. Long-term serotonin increases, whether it's related to psychological stresses or physiologic stresses or lots of eating lots of potatoes. Long-term serotonin increases shut down the body's ability to grow, shut down the body's ability to repair. Long-term increases in serotonin secretion are a manifestation of the emergency response, the stress response. Serotonin is largely produced by stress cells in the digestive system, cells that we've been calling enterochromaffin cells. Stress cells in the digestive system produce the vast, vast majority of serotonin in the body. And these stress cells in the digestive system are connected to problems with gut bacteria, probiotic issues. These stress cells in the digestive system are related to something called H. pylori. H. pylori is a bacteria that thrives under conditions of low stomach acid. When there's H. pylori abounding in the digestive tract, this is perceived as an emergency, and the enterochromaffin stress cells of the digestive system will secrete more serotonin, causing a clotting of the blood, causing hypertension, causing a decrease in the growth and repair process, causing an upregulation of all of the stress response. Via this gut serotonin connection, pretty much any health issue is possible. Once you've upregulated serotonin production in these gut cells, you can have potential issues with any system in the body, especially the brain. A lot of research on autism and schizophrenia, in addition to depression, involves this sensitivity of these stress cells in the digestive system to H. pylori, to processed foods, to intake of toxins and excitotoxins in processed foods. It's thought that sensitivity of these stress cells in the digestive systems in the digestive system may be related to all kinds of brain health issues. By the way, these stress cells in the digestive tract also produce histamine, which is another stress chemical. And remember, the first antidepressant drugs were drugs that controlled histamine. So this whole depression connection to stress chemistry is one that we've known about for decades. If you are dealing with depression, the first thing you want to consider is an upregulation in your body stress chemistry secondary to something you're putting into the system. The bottom line here, folks, is once again, we have this important and plausible connection between the digestive system and health issues that involve stress, especially brain health issues like depression, autism, and schizophrenia. I know I talk a lot about the digestive system. Sometimes I feel like I'm repeating myself ad nauseum. But the more you learn about the biochemistry of the body and the biochemistry of health and wellness and disease and sickness, the more you can see this fundamental, truly basic nature of digestive health to every single system in the body, to the health of every single system in the body, even systems that seem on the surface to be completely unrelated, like the brain and the blood, are fundamentally connected to the health of the digestive tract. If you are dealing with multiple organ failure, if you've got all kinds of problems and you don't know where to begin, if all kinds of systems in the body are falling apart and you don't know what to do, you should always, 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 always return to the fundamentals, which mean digestive health. If you got multiple things going wrong in your body and you don't know where to begin, hit the reset button by fasting completely for a couple of days. Or if you can't fast completely, use liquid nutrition, use soups, vegetable waters. If you can't do a complete fast, at least take the load off the digestive system to keep the digestive system from having to process solid foods. Do a food diary. See where you're at. See what kind of foods trigger what kind of digestive issues. Use probiotics, take digestive enzymes, use apple cider vinegar, use bone soup, use glutamine and all the other nutritional strategies that we talk about on the Bright Side for addressing digestive health. All right, there's so much more that I want to talk about with serotonin, and we will continue this probably going into tomorrow and on our next Bright Side episode. But the bottom line, at least for today, is the fact that serotonin is a stress hormone. You can upregulate, you can increase serotonin levels by eating lots of sugar, but it's not a great strategy. In the book Potatoes Not Prozac, Dr. Dame Solins does say that you can eat sugar and you can upregulate your serotonin levels. But number one, given the fact that serotonin is a stress hormone, do you really want to do that? And number two, you're actually putting more stress on your system, and this is how you're upregulating the serotonin system, by eating lots of potatoes and eating lots of sugar, which is never, ever, ever, ever a good idea. This ketogenic diet that is used for seizure disorders is a great diet for everybody to practice. The ketogenic diet is a high protein or moderate protein, high fat, saturated fat, especially, which is coconut oil fat, and essential fatty acids, and low carbohydrates. Of course, you always want to make sure that you're getting your micronutrition, your small nutrients, your vitamins and your minerals, your fatty vitamins, your water vitamins, and your minerals. And I can think of no better way to get these micronutrients into your system than the Beyond Tangy Tangerine and the Ultimate Daily from Youngevity. This is why it's so important to supplement, people. If you're not a believer in supplementation, if you're trying to get all your nutrients from your food, your micronutrients, your trace nutrients, the nutrients you need in small quantities, trying to get those from your food, good luck, because it ain't going to happen. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben. Our number 866-582-9933. Tomorrow we'll talk to Dr. Lustig about his book, Fat Chance, and continue talking about serotonin. And we'll also tell you about the magical, powerful hormone-like substance that comes from serotonin.
I have been asked to announce that federal judge Walter J. Skinner has confirmed that most gasoline vehicles will get 22% more miles per gallon with a low-cost automotive accessory called Platinum 22, which meets or exceeds its own fuel-saving claims. To learn if Platinum 22 will give you 22% more miles per gallon, you should call 1-800-LESS-GAS or 1-800-537-7427.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
It's time for a home security quiz. Answer this. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $35? Yes, it's Fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. It's like a lamp on a timer, but far more convincing. And for only $34.95, Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at stoveinacan.com. That's stoveinacan.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Right-side pharmacist Ben here. If you want to learn more about the Longevity products, or if you want to purchase any Longevity products, or if you want to sign up and start yourself a Longevity business, head over to my website, brightsideben.com. You can also call the Brightside Ben phone team at 866-735-2470. Tomorrow we'll be talking to Dr. Robert Lustig about his book, Fat Chance, Beating the Odds Against Sugar, Processed Food, and Obesity. If you're interested in previewing some of Dr. Lustig's work before the program tomorrow, head over to YouTube and Google or search for sugar, The Bitter Truth, which is his video that's got lots of great information about the fructose epidemic, the sugar epidemic, and all of the health issues associated with excess ingestion of sugar. We'll be talking to Dr. Lustig tomorrow, and we'll also be continuing our discussion on the stress management hormone, serotonin. By now, you guys should all understand that serotonin, far from being the happy and joy and bliss-inducing hormone that we hear about, serotonin is a stress management hormone. Most of the serotonin in the body is produced by the stress cells of the digestive system. Serotonin, increases in serotonin are associated with blood clotting. They're associated with poor sexual function. They're associated with hypertension. Elevations in serotonin are pretty much associated with all of the signs of the stress response. It's a stress management hormone. You need the stuff, obviously, to help you manage stress, but when your serotonin levels are elevated, you ain't going to feel so good. When your serotonin levels are elevated, you're going to be showing up, manifesting all of the signs that are associated with this stress response, especially shutdown in growth and repair. And this is one of the biggest problems associated with the SSRI drugs, the serotonin reuptake drugs that keep serotonin's activity high in the body. They keep serotonin levels high in the brain. This problem with the serotonin reuptake inhibitor drugs, you got too much of the stress management hormone, and serotonin partially is responsible for vigilance and alertness, and this is why you get the side effects of the serotonin reuptake inhibitors that we hear about in the papers and on conspiracy radio programs, the side effects that are associated with violent behavior and rage and murders and mayhem and suicides and suicidal thoughts. These side effects are connected to the fact that serotonin increases, upregulates the body's ability to handle stress, upregulates alertness, upregulates vigilance, upregulates awareness, upregulates blood clotting, upregulates hypertension and high blood pressure, pretty much upregulates all of the signs associated with stress. We'll continue this discussion when we finish up tomorrow and on Monday. Our talk on serotonin and on the SSRI drugs. All right, 866-582-9933 is our phone number. Time to hit the phones. Let's go to California and welcome Helen to the bright side. What is up, Helen? Good morning.
Hi. I have a son who was diagnosed with diverticulitis. In fact, he had a puncture, and he was in the hospital for about 5 days on an intravenous thing.
Okay. How old's your son?
He's 58, and okay. He's tall, and he's very thin.
Well, your son's got some, if he's 58 and he's dealing with diverticulitis, it didn't just happen. He's had digestive problems his whole life, and you may know that, you may not know that. The point is that diverticulitis is a digestive problem. It's the diverticuli are these little tiny pouches in the intestinal lining, and when you eat the wrong food over the course of time, they can become inflamed, they can become infected, and this can be a very, very painful and very serious and even life-threatening condition. Itis means inflammation. Arthritis, conjunctivitis, diverticulitis. Whenever you hear itis, you're dealing with an inflammation. Whenever you're dealing with an inflammation, you're dealing with an activated immune system. Whenever you're dealing with an activated immune system, you're dealing with a defensive response. The immune system is the body's defense system. So when you have an activated immune system, when you have inflammation, something has gotten into the body. Something has gotten into the body that the body perceives as an enemy, that the body perceives as an invader. The body thinks there's an invasion going on, and it kicks in. The defense system kicks in. Sort of like when an enemy airplane comes into the United States airspace, the local Air Force bases will scramble fighter jets to escort that enemy plane out of the airspace. It's basically the same thing that happens in our digestive system and in our body when the body is invaded by foreign enemies. Foreign enemies meaning stuff that's getting into the body that shouldn't be in the body, and usually that's coming in through food. Now, if it's in the digestive tract, it's always coming in through food. You don't breathe something in, and things don't get in through your skin and then enter into the intestine and cause diverticulitis. So diverticulitis means something has gotten into the digestive tract through food, and the digestive system is rebelling. It's defending itself. Does that make sense? You follow so far, ma'am?
Yes.
Okay. So we have a defensive response. Now, what are the most likely suspects? What are the most likely foods that will cause defensive response in the body? Well, it turns out it's It's processed food. It's white bread, white rice, most of your processed candy bars and power bars and breakfast cereals and chips and pretzels and crackers. These are the biggest suspects when it comes to all digestive problems, but especially diverticulitis. Diverticulitis, by the way, is not the same as diverticulosis. Diverticulosis is an extremely common problem. Diverticulitis is when food gets caught in these little pouches and you get an infection or inflammation. So diverticulitis can be considered a defensive response, an immune response. It's so easy to treat, ma'am. It's so simple to treat. First of all, you want to eliminate solid food for a little bit until everything calms down. Keep them on bone soup, on the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, on vegetable juices until the infection calms down, until the acute situation resolves itself. That's step number one. Does that make sense? Do you follow that, ma'am?
Yes.
Let me just say one last thing. Okay, well, one more thing, and I'll let you, and then we can continue. I'll answer your question here in a minute. So first and foremost, you want to eliminate solid food until the situation calms down a little bit. Now, your doctor's not going to tell you that. So this is going to be something that you have to do on your own. Bone soup is wonderful, not just because it's liquid nutrition, but also because it's specifically helpful for the digestive system and for the immune system. So use bone soup, the Beyond Tangy, and also the veggie juices. Then once the situation calms down, then you're going to have to start to make some permanent changes, or your son's going to have to make some permanent changes in his diet, one of which is going to be to gradually increase the amount of fiber that he gets. You don't want to do it all at once if you've got a problem with diverticulosis or diverticulitis. You want to do it. Start off with small amounts of fiber. I like using ground flax seeds. Get a little coffee grinder, grind up a 3 or 4 tablespoons of flax seeds every morning, and then small amounts, maybe half a teaspoon of flax seeds every 3 or 4 hours. You don't want to go into any kind of diarrhea or loose stools, and too much flax can cause problems with, not just loose stools, it can also cause problems with bacteria. And then the second thing you want to do, there's a lot of things, but the second thing you want to do is make sure he's on a good probiotic supplement, the Nightly Essence from Youngevity. If you can get that, that's great. There's a new Youngevity probiotic that came out just a couple of weeks ago called the Root Beer Belly. That's also a good one. And then a great way to get probiotics or good bacteria in the gut is to use fermented foods, kefir, miso, tempeh, borscht, sauerkraut. You can make your own homemade sauerkraut just by cutting up some cabbage and mixing it in with some starter bacteria. Anything you can do to increase or improve bacteria in the gut is going to help. Hang tight, man. We got to take a break, but we'll let you ask all your questions and complete the call when we come back. So hang on. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side. 866-582-9933 is our number. We will be back with more good health information right after this. Don't go away.
Many Americans suffer from digestive problems, often totally unaware they're not absorbing essential nutrients from foods and supplements. Dr. Peter Glidden is aware of the importance of healing a damaged digestive system.
Now, the product that I'm going to talk about today, Mackey Plus, and it is a combination of a superfruit, the Mackey berry, and aloe vera juice. Now, aloe vera is a very interesting nutritional supplement to talk about, because aloe vera, you know, it's the stuff that you put on your skin if you get a burn, and man, it really knocks down the pain, the inflammation of the burn, and facilitates healing. Well, guess what? It does the same thing internally that it does externally to burns.
To soothe and heal your digestive system, order Mackey Plus today by calling 855-347-3696. That's 855-347-3696, or on the web at fireyourmdnow.com. That's fireyourmdnow.com.
Looking back on 2012, we ask ourselves, how did we ever survive from natural disasters like Hurricane Sandy and the devastating summer drought to the family hardships brought on by a disastrous economy? Our hearts go out to those that have lost everything. At eFoods Direct, we hear from customers every day that are fortunate enough to weather life's storm by having a supply of food on hand. After Hurricane Sandy, Danny from New York City wrote, "Almost all of the grocery stores are closed, but I managed to get my eFoods just in time to be able to help my sister and niece. It is better to be prepared 10 years too early than one day too late. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Heed the warnings and do what Alex has done. Call 800-409-5633 today or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and build your food supply. It's the best tasting non-GMO long-term storable food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we're back on the bright side. I am Pharmacist Ben. We're talking to Helen in California about her son's diverticulitis. There's a difference between diverticulosis, which are little pouches that develop in the intestine, and then diverticulitis is when these pouches get infected. Little pieces of food or fecal material can get in these pouches and cause big, big problems. The way you want to deal with it, first and foremost, is by not eating for a while until the situation calms down. Fasting is a great strategy. Liquid nutrition, bone soup, probiotics, Beyond Tangy Tangerine, vegetable juices. B-complex is very important. Vitamin C is very important. The amino acid glutamine can be helpful. And once the situation calms down, increasing the amount of fiber that you get in your system can also be very important. Now, you had a couple of questions, ma'am. I'm sorry.
Yes. It's been almost a year since he was in the hospital for 5 days, and he couldn't eat anything. He was on IV.
Okay.
And they gave him a lot of antibiotics.
Okay.
And he came out, and he started slowly eating things.
Okay.
But I think he has some gluten
intolerance. Oh, sweetheart, he's got more than that. But, yeah, certainly he's got a problem.
And what I wanted to know, does wheatgrass, he drinks a lot of wheatgrass.
Yeah. Wheatgrass
is
wonderful.
Does that have gluten?
No, there's no gluten in wheatgrass. Gluten is a sticky goo. Gluten is like glue. We get the word glue from the same place we get the word gluten. Gluten is a very sticky, gummy substance, and it literally will gum up the intestines and it will create allergic reactions. So anytime you have a juice, like a liquid, you're not going to have gluten in there because the gluten would coagulate and create a gummy kind of consistency. Juice does not have any gluten. No juices have gluten. Gluten is only found in gummy, grainy kinds of foods. You ever make paste when you were in kindergarten, when you were a little kid? Or okay. Well, that kind of reaction is a gluten reaction. You take flour, you add water, and it forms a paste. That's similar to what happens when you put flour in your digestive tract. A paste is created. This is why flour, refined flour, is such a big problem food. That tasty kind of consistency is similar to what happens in the body when you eat gluten. There's none of that when you do juices, especially wheatgrass juice, which is amazingly, amazingly, amazingly nutritionally valuable. Maybe, gram for gram, one of the most powerful nutritional substances you could ever put in your body. I don't want to say the most, because there's lots of really powerful nutritional substances. Algae, for example, is very powerful nutrition. But wheatgrass is amazing, amazing, amazing stuff, and everybody would do well to be doing some wheatgrass juice. There is some unusual sugars in there, and some people will find the taste to be a bit objectionable. But other than that, wheatgrass is amazing stuff, and I highly recommend it. But there's lots more he could do. The most important thing is avoiding the crappy food, avoiding the processed food, eating more nutrient dense food, and reducing his intake of anything that causes digestive symptoms, if it's gluten or fructans or anything that's in grains. This idea of gluten sometimes is so simplistic that we miss the point about the problems with grains. Gluten is just one component in grains that's problematic. There's many components in grains that are problematic, and human beings just have a problem with grains. We're not supposed to be eating grains. They're very difficult for the body to process. All grains. I don't care if they're whole grains, and yes, I know there's wonderful nutritional components in grains, and you can get some good nutritional value out of eating grains, but the downside is just not worth the upside, in my humble opinion, especially if you're already predisposed to having problems. So best to stay away, and you're absolutely correct. If he has diverticulitis, the chances are really good that he's got a gluten problem. Anything else, ma'am?
I can't convince him on it, but...
Well,
but
you can only do what you can do. Yeah, you can lead a horse to
water.
I'd
like to know, does Eichhorn...
Is what?
E-I-N-K-O-R-N.
E-I-N-K-O-R-N. Is that new protein? Somebody was just telling me that.
It's a flower. It's an ancient grain.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's a grain. It's a type of wheat, actually. It's not a corn at all. It's a type of wheat.
Yeah.
And it's a big problem. It ain't good. It's a more ancient wheat. I mean, it's been around for a long time, but it's still got all the problems associated with wheat. It doesn't have gluten in it, though. I'm pretty sure it doesn't have gluten in it. I got to look that up.
It has a little bit, but they say it's not the toxic kind. It's a different kind of gluten.
You know what, sweetheart? There's no need for it. This is the point. Maybe it is good, or maybe he can tolerate it, but there's no real need for it. There's no upside to it. You get a little bit of nutrients, but you don't get any nutrients that you can't get from other sources. And given that he already has digestive problems, it probably isn't a great idea, although it's certainly better than the processed wheat and the GMO wheat that most of us are getting through regular foods, regular processed foods. All right, got to move on. Thank you so much for your call. Appreciate it. Hope we helped you out. Helen in California. Let's go to Texas and talk to Dave. Welcome to the Bright Side, Dave. What's going on, buddy?
Good morning, Ben. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I've got an issue with a hyperactive thyroid, which I guess led to Graves' disease.
Okay, no problem. Graves' disease is an autoimmune disease. The thyroid is the third point on our triangle of disease. You got your digestive system, you got your blood sugar system, and then you got your adrenal thyroid system. And you notice that we said the adrenal thyroid system. I didn't just say thyroid, I said adrenal thyroid. And it's very important that we think of the thyroid as part of the adrenal thyroid complex. Your adrenal glands are your body's fight or flight glands, and your thyroid is your body's major regulatory gland. Every single system, every single cell, every single tissue in the body is responsive to the thyroid. So when your thyroid gets whacked out, everything will be whacked out. Now, Graves' disease is a little bit more unusual than the opposite, which is Hashimoto's or low, poorly functioning thyroid. You've got the opposite problem, but you still have a thyroid problem. And the first thing you want to do whenever the thyroid is getting whacked out is, surprise, surprise, focus on digestive health. Graves' disease is an autoimmune disease. That means it's a disease of the immune system. And once again, as we were talking to our last caller, whenever the immune system is active, whether it's an autoimmune disease or some kind of immune response, whatever it is, whenever you got something going on in the immune system, something has gotten into the body that shouldn't get into the body. I know I say that five times an hour on the Bright Side, but it's just so fundamental and so important. Does that make sense, first of all, Dave, that your immune system's activated? Dave?
digestive problems, and I got them under control.
Well, you think you do. You think you got them under control, but if you still have the Graves' disease, you haven't gotten everything under control.
Right, I understand.
Okay, good. So first of all, don't let them take your thyroid. Did they tell you they want to remove the thyroid? Or they want to
remove
it?
Yeah, they want it.
Don't do it, people. Please never let any doctor take your thyroid out. It is the most heartbreaking thing to see somebody without a thyroid. It just breaks your heart to see the health disaster that thyroidectomy does. And it is no removal of an organ is good, gallbladder removal or whatever, but thyroidectomy is probably the worst thing that can happen to you in terms of having an organ removed, unless of course you have cancer. So focus on the digestive system, number one. Eliminate problem foods. If you have any digestive issue from gas to heartburn to loose stools to constipation, link them up with foods. Eliminate those foods. Secondly, get yourself on a good probiotic supplement. Get yourself on a great probiotic supplement. Yes, the good ones are expensive, but they're worth it. They're so worth it. The nightly essence will cost you around $60 for a month's supply. It's worth it. So get yourself on a good probiotic supplement. Use fermented foods. Then there's nutrients that you can use to help stabilize the metabolism, especially thyroid metabolism, the chemistry of the thyroid. The B vitamins are extremely important. I'd be using high doses of the B vitamins if I had a thyroid issue. By the way, the B vitamins are known as your stress vitamins. They help the body handle stress. So use the B vitamins. You'll get a bunch of B vitamins in the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. Vitamin C is very important for the thyroid. It's important for all the glands. It's also an anti-stress vitamin. I would be using high doses of vitamin C. Iodine can be helpful for the thyroid. Use Iodorol, 12.5 to 25 milligrams a day of Iodorol. Vitamin A can be important for the thyroid. In fact, all the fatty vitamins can be important for the thyroid, especially vitamin A and vitamin E. Around 20,000 international units of vitamin A, around 400 or so international units a day of vitamin E. Don't forget about your omega fatty acids, especially omega-3 fatty acids. You can get those in the Ultimate EFAs, which are a nice balance of your omega-6s and your omega-3s. There's so much you could do, but that's a good place to start. You can also use, by the way, thyroid extract. You can use thyroid gland extract, not so much for Graves' disease, but more for hypothyroidism or other thyroid issues. Anything else you got for us? Well, that's the music. All right, Dave, thanks so much. I hope we helped you out. If we didn't, give us a call back tomorrow, or you can always send me an email, ben@ksco.com. Tomorrow we'll talk to Dr. Robert Lustig about his book, Fat Chance. If you get a minute today and you want to preview our talk tomorrow, our discussion with Dr. Lustig tomorrow, check out his YouTube video, Sugar, the Bitter Truth. If you want to learn more about the Youngevity products, head to my website, brightsideben.com. Click on the Join the Team link on the upper left-hand corner of the page, and you can start yourself a Youngevity business, make some money selling longevity products, and you can also join me in my mission to educate the world about the importance of nutritional supplementation. Stay tuned for Alex Jones next on most of these stations. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We'll talk to y'all later, folks. Bye for now.
Healthy garden, easy and fast with Organicaseed.com. Easy because Organicaseed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to Organicaseed.com, spelled Organicaseed.com. Organicaseed.com. Remember, Organicaseed is healthy seed.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey Water Filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.